Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan Garrett. Not Logan Garrett anymore, Logan Smith. Almost forgot. Welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor Stuff, which includes a lot of information, starting with dirtdoctor.com. A lot of information, very deep site with information about organic gardening and landscaping and pest control and all that kind of thing. Information is listed alphabetically in the library, and then there's a lot of categories that you can see on the homepage. All those words are buttons, and so you can click and go around to any of that stuff. The membership area is the green button over on the left, the Organic Club of America. You can click on that and get that information. My books, I've got quite a few of them still on the market. Probably about 10 or 12 of them are real easy to find. The others will be a little bit harder to find. Books on various subjects, the latest two books, one called Organic Management for the Professional, which, like we do most of the books, is probably a bad name. It's not really just for professionals. It's just in the organic information is in more technical detail for people who really want to understand the specifics a little bit more. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to be more versed when you talk to landscape contractors and people that you're going to be dealing with. And then the other book that and these two books are completely non-regional, good for sure anywhere, like most of my books are. But the last book's the Organic Lawn Care book, and it covers the weed thing that we've been talking about and planting new grasses, both southern grasses and the cool season grasses for people in the north as well. So check all that out. And then there's a bunch of other subjects as well. There's videos on both on our website and just go direct to YouTube. Facebook, we have a lot of things going on. I put those latest shots I was talking about of Logan's activities in Costa Rica up there. They're the latest ones on Facebook right now. Go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor to see all of that. And Texas Organic Research Center is the 501c3 not-for-profit company that is involved in the research and data related to the positive side of organics and the negative side of the toxic stuff that we don't recommend, the Roundups, the 2,4-Ds, the synthetic fertilizer, and all that. So check it all out. Back to the phones here. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. One other thing I should mention before I go back to the phones is the newsletter. The newsletter is free. It's weekly. All you have to do is fill out the little form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com to get it, or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Somebody couldn't hold, whatever, probably on the way to church or something else, wanted to know about angel trumpet, if I knew anything about it, and I do. I've got quite a few of them. Brugmansia is botanically what they're called. They are beautiful plants. They have those big trumpet flowers that hang down. They're really good if you have kind of filtered light or maybe a little shade in the afternoon, although they can take quite a bit of full sun. They also can grow in a fair amount of shade. They come in a wide range of colors. Some get pretty tall, 10 feet tall, 8, 10 feet tall. Some not so tall. So it's a plant I like a lot. I think it fits in well with the natural organic garden and has some color that's quite spectacular and unusual, too. So to the phones, Evelyn in Frisco is first up this hour. Hello, Evelyn.
Had a dental procedure at the end of the week, and if you have trouble understanding me, would you just please tell me it won't embarrass me?
Okay, I can understand you fine. What can I help you with?
allergic to chiggers.
Mm-hmm.
Would the nematodes take care of the chiggers?
They will definitely help. Nematodes will definitely help with chiggers, Evelyn. I don't know if they would completely wipe them out, but I would definitely recommend you give it a shot. When you build the biological activity of the soil in general, which beneficial nematodes do really well, it's going to help take care of any kind of problem insect that you have out there. The other thing I would probably do, whether you do it yourself or you hire the work done, is to have the newest version of the Garrett Juice sprayed, the Garrett Juice Pro, because it contains beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi. If you make your own Garrett Juice, you can just buy the beneficial mycorrhizae and bacteria, something like BioSI or one of those products, and add it to the mix. And again, what you're doing is by spraying those kind of products, you're spiking the biological activity in the soil, and there's competition of the microbes in the ground. And that helps with especially small insects and arachnids like the chiggers. So I'd give it a shot.
This may be a stupid question,
mm-hmm.
but I have no grass in my backyard.
Uh-huh.
It's all flower beds with just a stone walk through the backyard. And it seems like I get more chiggers out there than I do in the front yard where I have Bermuda.
Okay. We may be talking about something more difficult to control than chiggers, Evelyn.
It hurts like anything.
Yeah.
It just itches and itches and itches.
Do other people, when they come over, get attacked like you do? Or have you had anybody else in there lately to see?
Well, I have one daughter, and she eats no sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And mosquitoes, chiggers, nothing bothers her at all, ever.
That's good.
Out in the yard together, and I'll be eaten alive, and she doesn't have a single bite.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a story that you may not like too much. I had a friend, gardener, in Fort Worth some years ago. She was an organic gardener and a great gardener. She had beautiful perennials and annual flowers and everything all over the place, and she had exactly the same thing going on. She was getting eaten alive when she went out in the garden, and other people that would go over there, including me, would never get a single bite. And we all finally determined, and I've had other reports since then, that it wasn't chiggers. It was a deal called a chicken mite. And it's a whole lot harder to control, but what I would recommend is doing what I just said, but I would also do an alternating spray with one of the essential oil products, something like the Eco Smart or the Eco Safe has a line of products like that, and they'll actually come and spray it for you. And that might be something that would be important to do first, and then put out the products that would contain the beneficial microbes and the nematodes and all that.
Can you have chicken nights without chickens?
Yep, you can. Unfortunately, I'm not even sure they're all that related to chickens. I think they happen around chickens, and that's not really the proper name for them. But if you do a website for chicken mites, that will come up, and the extension people, A&M, has talked about it quite a bit for the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and other people have too, so you can get more information there. But any of these essential oil products, in other words, if you look at the label and there's rosemary, chives, peppermint, things like that, those are the kind of sprays that I'd spray real thoroughly all over the place, then go with your beneficial nematodes and microbes, and I think you can get it under control.
I said I was going to change to St. Augustine, but I don't think we have enough water for me to change to St. Augustine.
Well, they can be around in turf as well as in the garden, but I think they're more prevalent in the garden plants than in turf. So give it a try with what you have first before you start changing things, and give me some feedback about how well it works, okay?
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Evelyn. And good luck with that. That's a nasty little bugger. Time for a little break, and then we'll go back to the phones. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And again, to get the free newsletter, just fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor. Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best. But Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're back to the phones. It's James in Grand Saline next up. Hello, James.
Hey, Howard. I have got over 100 really nice Mayhaw trees that I planted in an upland area, and they've done well in terms of growth. The trouble is that right as the fruit is about to get ripe, it's covered in scabs. Now, I'm in a part of the post-oak belt where cedar trees are way more common than pine trees, and I understand that this is a cedar-related problem. I was just wondering, is there an organic solution to this? The scab that covers the Mayhaw fruit?
Well, yes and no. It's kind of the hawthorn, which is more what I call the plant than Mayhaw. It's kind of interesting that more people probably call it Mayhaw than hawthorn, but in my plant books and my tree book, we've covered the Mayhaw quite well, but it's listed in there as hawthorn, you know, the Texas hawthorn and others. They are all super susceptible to fungal diseases. The cedar apple rust, I guess, is what you're talking about, hits the fruit. The other one is just called rust, and it hits the leaves and has little orange dots all over the leaves. Have you had that also?
Oh, yes, I've seen that too.
Okay. Well, both of them are fungal, and you can control them with organic techniques very well, but it's a fairly regular spraying. It's one of those things kind of like the galls that you have on hackberries. They kind of comes as standard equipment on the plant, you know. So you can spray with the Garrett juice formula as the base, and if you add cornmeal juice to it, which you could make yourself, or if you add hydrogen peroxide to it to make the hydrogen peroxide about 1% of the spray that you spray, that would work. Or you could use any of the other organic natural fungus controls, but those are the two I would use for the sure thing.
Gotcha. Would powdered sulfur be worth a shot?
Powdered sulfur is okay, and it would work, but if you put out sulfur over and over and over again, which is what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to use a fairly regular treatment for the control, because it's just so, you know, common on those trees.
Yeah.
You're going to foul up the soil with that sulfur, using sulfur that often. Using it occasionally would be fine. I tell you what might be the easiest thing for you to do is get some cornmeal, just whole ground cornmeal, and soak about a cup in a 5-gallon bucket. strain the solids out, and use that cornmeal juice either by itself as a spray or mix it with the Garrett juice and spray it, and I think you'll be happy with how it'll work. Hydrogen peroxide will do it, too. It's just going to be, I don't know if it'd be more trouble to use. You can get the grocery store stuff. It's 3%. And put it in the mixture to where the final mix, the hydrogen peroxide, would be about 1% of the spray going out. Either one of those will take care of those two fungal diseases.
That's excellent. How long should I soak the cornmeal?
Oh, an hour or two. You don't need to do it a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and throw the cornmeal that's left, the solids, throw it around the base of the tree throughout the root zone. It'll help also. Just like any tree, James, the hawthorns are susceptible to being too deep in the ground. So if you don't have the flare showing very dramatically, do that, and that'll help you with the diseases also.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, thank you, Howard, very much.
Talk to you later. It's Sherry's turn in Grand Prairie. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks.
Great. I have three questions, if you have time,
sure.
So I'll be really quick. But the first one is, I have a Mexican plum. Last year, it had a few little plums for the first time. It's been in the ground. This, I think, is the fifth year.
Okay.
It bloomed out, and, of course, it froze up. Now it's starting to bloom again. Do I need to spray those to keep pesticides or worms or anything out of the plums?
You know, that's a native tree to this part of the world, and they don't have very many problems unless they're in stress.
Okay.
And the only stress that I've seen on those trees is people not watering them at all, and they before they got established, dying of thirst.
Okay.
Or being too deep in the ground and having that problem with the flare being covered.
Okay, well, last year I went and after I heard you say something about it, I went and exposed the flare. I don't know if I exposed it enough, but the roots were small, so it looks pretty good to me. I may need to do that a little bit more. But otherwise, the tree looks really healthy. The leaves look good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, do it dramatically. Look at the photographs on my website of mm-hmm. trees that we've done. And it's better to do it too much if the tree is, you know, not brand new right out of the container in the ground, which yours aren't. It's better to overdo it just a little bit than to have it underdone.
Okay.
And you've already seen some results from it. You're already getting some fruit, so you're mm-hmm. moving the right direction. I wouldn't spray for pests unless you see something pop up.
Okay. Great.
All right.
And my second question is, we have little ants coming in. We had this last year, and we finally got rid of them. But we have little ants that are coming in to the kitchen counter. And I know I can't remember what you said to get rid of them.
Well, there's several things you can do for ants. Cinnamon will run them off. Black pepper will run them off. You can kill them with a product called Bio Wash. It's very good for ants inside the house. Orange oil mixed at about a tablespoon per gallon of water will work very well. There's a lot of different things that you can do to kill them. Now, keeping them from coming from their home into the house is more. Let's talk about it a little bit more after this break, okay?
Okay.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. We were talking with Sherry about a couple of different things. And what was our last subject there, Sherry?
The one we were just talking about were the ants, and you gave me several things for the inside, but you were talking about the outside.
The ants outside, the only ones that are really a problem outside are fire ants. All the rest of the ants are kind of benign or maybe even doing something helpful. People ask me all the time about how to control ants that are hurting their tree, and they don't ever hurt trees. They only invade a spot that has been injured and has died. They'll go into the dead wood and set up housekeeping there. But they don't hurt plants outside at all. Fire ants are a little bit different. Fire ants will actually eat some of the vegetables in the garden, and they'll hurt some flowers. So getting rid of them, we put out dry molasses at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. It sounds like a sugar would attract them. It does just the opposite. And you can use the spinosad, if you're careful with it, for fire ant control on individual mounds. But the other ants that are outside, I don't worry about them too much, including carpenter ants. Now, they're a problem if they get in your house and start doing some damage to the walls and things like that. But outside, they're not doing any damage at all.
Okay.
Inside, those little ants can be repelled with all those things that I mentioned.
Right. Yeah, that was my main thing. It was just they're getting on my kitchen counter. Yeah. And the very last thing, if you have time, is about aerating. And I read in your book, I just got actually three of your books when you came to Grand Prairie, and I was reading in the lawn book about aerating, But I've got some areas that need to be filled, and you mentioned, you know, kind of spreading around after you had aerated, but I don't have enough, you know, to even out the lawn. I really need to bring something else in a couple of places and build up the soil. Now, is it bad to do that all at once, just to bring in a load of dirt and then fill in an area?
To put it on existing turf?
Well, it's where I'd had a garden in the past. I'm going to try maybe raised gardens or something
else there.
Yeah.
Well, you can do it all at once, except where you would be covering up turf. And if you bury the turf with any new soil or even compost, you know, you're going to do damage to the existing turf there. But if you're building up in a bare area that you're going to turn into beds or something else, you can do it all at once, no problem. For leveling out the turf, if you got some of that to do, I'd do it with compost rather than the soil. I'd core aerate, rake the cores like you were reading in my book into the low areas, add compost to that, and also to go into the holes that you've opened, and you help, you know, the entire turf with the compost and level it out at the same time.
Okay, and we had one section of our front yard, we had some new sod put in. I'm almost afraid to touch that. We had somebody else come in and do that. The rest of my yard, it really needs to be aerated. I figured out that was the problem with my grass. I read that in your book, too. I was having issues with my grass, and it looked like it was just kind of melting away in places. And I thought at first it was the sun, but it's not. I believe it's because it's just been too packed and I needed to aerate.
Yeah, if it's compacted, aeration will help a lot. And you can do the physical, the core aeration, mechanical, or spray hydrogen peroxide, or do both.
Spray hydrogen peroxide would aerate?
Yeah, it does a liquid version. I don't think I got that in the book. I think we started learning about hydrogen peroxide after I did that book. But, hydrogen peroxide mixed and sprayed, just like I was talking for the fungus control earlier,
mm-hmm, like
to where
one,
it's at 1%. 1%. And you can do it and the mechanical aeration. And you'd only do it one time. You don't do it over and over and over. You do it one time, and that's it. It helps to flocculate the soil. It helps to start fluffing the soil and making it more, increasing the tilth of the soil. And that, along with mechanical aeration and compost and organic fertilizers, you're going to see a dramatic improvement.
Great. Okay.
I need to run. Help some other people. Hope
okay.
I get you started.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's Sean in East Texas somewhere. Where are you in East Texas, Sean?
I'm near Mount Vernon.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got a cure on the chigger thing.
All right. Great.
When I was a kid, my grandfather and I'd go out picking berries.
All right.
And the chiggers would just eat me alive to where, luckily, it'd be the summertime, and I didn't have to wear regular clothes to go to school. But for two or three days, I'd have to wear just pajamas.
Wow.
They would chew me up.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather would not get a single bite. And we decided it's the fact that he dipped snuff and ate hot peppers all the time, and they just didn't like the way he tasted.
Well, that may be some truth to that. I don't want everybody to start dipping.
I started eating hot peppers when I was about 18 or 20, and I haven't had a jigger bite since.
Interesting. Well, you know, I don't get them either, and I love hot pepper. I put Tabasco on everything I eat almost, and I eat very hot food, so there could be something to that, Sean.
Yeah, I'm not recommending dipping snuff, but I think that they just didn't like the way he tasted.
I think you're on to something.
I just thought I'd tell you.
I appreciate the tip.
Bye.
Thanks. Maybe something to that. And pepper's good for you in other ways as well. I've talked about this and even did a newsletter on it one time, though. There's a 180-degree negative angle to peppers, as well as all the positive things that you can read and experience. And that is, this fellow wrote a book. I don't think he's alive anymore because when he wrote the book, which was quite a while ago, he was in his late 80s, but he came up with the theory, and I've got this book on the website. You can see the name of it and order it, you know, through. It's probably still available through book search type companies and all. But his theory was that anything from the nightshade family would aggravate or cause even arthritis problems and related things, joint problems. And so he was really promoting that you should cut out all nightshades, which is, of course, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, tobacco is in this, in that category too. But that is extremely difficult to do. And I've had a couple of people after I talked about it and did a newsletter about it tell me that they tried it. One lady had a daughter that was had severe arthritis problems. And they tried it, and they said they tried it very sincerely and very strictly, and it didn't seem to help them. So it may work with certain kinds of joint and arthritis problems, and others it may not. I don't have those kind of issues yet, knock on wood, myself. So some of you may have had some experience with that. But there is some thought that the nightshades do cause problems with arthritis. Do a bunch of good stuff, too. So you have to kind of weigh both of them. Staying away from nightshades, though, if you try to do it, extremely difficult, especially if you eat out any or if you eat at somebody else's house. And even some of the partially prepared or prepared food that you buy will have nightshades already in it. Paprika, for example, is a nightshade. And a lot of foods will have, you know, something blended into the recipe, and you may not even know it if you're eating out or eating at other people's houses. Brad in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Brad.
Hey, yeah, good morning, Howard. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Thank you. I've listened to you for a number of years and first time I've ever called.
Well, thank you.
Just had a couple of questions. Planted a couple trees 2 weeks ago, and covered with a thin layer of compost, but I used cotton burr compost, and I got to thinking in my research and reading, I understand that cotton is one of the most, receives some of the highest pesticide levels in of any crop grown in America, and I'm just curious, does the compost process actually neutralize pesticides that are applied to the cotton crops?
Well, it does to an effect, to a point, Brad. Some of the pesticides that are used are pretty recalcitrant. In other words, they break down very, very slowly. The only way you could know for sure would be to send a sample off, and there's not very many testing labs that actually test for pesticides. Plus, it's expensive to do it because if you don't know specifically what pesticide to ask them to test for, they have to run this just general test to see what comes up, and it's very expensive to do it. Cotton is still sprayed with a lot of pesticides. There's no doubt about it. It's not as bad as it used to be when they used arsenic as a defoliant. They don't do that anymore, but they still do use a lot of pretty nasty things. The composting process itself probably gets rid of a very large percentage of those big molecules, breaks them down.
Well, I was just curious as to whether that would be something, some type of chemicals leaching into the root system of the trees I just planted.
I don't think you'll have anything from that standpoint. I think it would be mostly disease and insect controls.
Okay.
Not herbicides.
Kind of along that same line, horticultural cornmeal, is it derived from commercially grown corn has herbicide and pesticide applied to it, or is it an organic origin?
It's got the same issues, probably less so than cotton. But to get organic cornmeal, it would be very expensive, and plus it's just not available out there. So basically what you're buying when you buy corn gluten meal or whole ground cornmeal or whatever that's horticulture, it's going to have been grown with chemicals.
Okay. And one last question, if you have time.
Sure.
What's your opinion of abelia as a kind of a privacy-type hedge?
Oh, I love it. I've got abelia at our office. It was there when we bought the place. It's one of my favorite shrubs. It's carefree, the little white flowers all summer long, attracts beneficials, pollinators very well, doesn't have any insect or disease problems at all. Abelia is great.
Very good. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate it, Howard.
Okay, Brad, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. We've got an open line at 866-444-3478. Yeah, it's a frustrating thing to talk about, and sometimes it really makes the people that sell organic products out there mad when I say this, but there are no products on the market. There may be a few little boutique, small little things here and there that this doesn't apply to, but for the most part, 99.9% of the organic products that you buy, not to mention the synthetic stuff, but the organic products will not be truly organic, not be made from organically grown materials. There's just not enough volume. It's just a supply and demand thing, and then it's just not out there. The organic process, though, of stimulating the biological activity is how you neutralize all that if it is a problem. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure. Black cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you. And I wanted to do the Victor pet tip of the week real quickly here, and then we'll get back to the phones. Pinch collars, what I want to talk about. A lot of people see these toothed metal collars and think that that's some kind of a terrible thing to use and torture for the dogs. But if it's used properly, and you should learn how to use it properly, real easy to do. They're the best collars that you can possibly use. You do one little tug, especially for big dogs and for training. They're called pinch collars or training collars. A little quick jerk, not hard or anything, but it kind of reminds the dog of mom's bite to the neck, and it's a controlling kind of thing. Well, our big Carmen, who weighs over 100 pounds, when she sees other dogs, she just goes crazy. She barks and wants to go visit and everything. And, you know, she's very, very strong. And that's how trying to work with her is how I first started using one. And then I heard we had a fellow on the radio station here in Dallas that was doing a pet show, and he talked about how great they are and to use them. The only tip for you is be sure and get a good quality one. The metal prongs should be rounded on the end, not cut off flat because they're a little sharp if you get one of the cheaper brands. But very, very good way if you've had trouble walking your dog or training your dog in any way. And I just think they're good in general. I was reminded about how good they were when I took Carmen to get a rabies shot the other day because I got just one of the little red leashes that goes around her neck, you know, a little simple thing, and I choked her a little bit with it. You know, it kind of crushes their trachea, those regular collars, a leather collar or some kind of a chain or any of the other things. The pinch collar doesn't do that. You know, one little quick tug, and most dogs just really perform amazingly well. For information on Victor Dog Food, go to their website, victordogfood.com. Kathy has a comment about the nightshade. I want to get her in here in Louisville. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning, Howard. My comment is that a lot of people don't specify rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis.
Uh-huh.
They're two totally different things.
Sure.
I know several people with autoimmune conditions, which is what rheumatoid arthritis is, that once they give up nightshades, it helps them with their autoimmune condition.
Oh, great. That's good to know.
So that might be the key there, why some people said it didn't help their osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is caused by accumulation of toxins in your joints, which that's probably why it's not a problem for you. You don't have any toxins in your body.
Well, it's part of it. I mean, everybody gets it at some time. The only place I have it a little bit, I probably ought to be perfectly honest, is in my neck. When I was a kid, I fell out of a tree and broke my neck, basically, and it doesn't have the exact proper curve in it. Obviously, that's led to a little bit of an issue there. But in general, that's interesting to know. Osteoarthritis probably can't be helped by staying away from nightshades. But the rheumatoid can. I've kind of assumed it would be the other way around for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, and I don't understand autoimmune conditions well enough to know why either. But I do know that I have several friends that have autoimmune conditions, and they've mm-hmm. been helped. Their condition has improved by avoiding nightshades, and they hate it because tomatoes. Almost everybody likes tomatoes.
Tomatoes and peppers, you know, are tough to get away from.
Yes, they are. So.
Kathy,
okay,
I appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Joe in Vernon, Texas. Hey, Joe.
Yes. I've got an old lake that's spring fed, about 10 acres, mm-hmm. and the cattails are taking it over and the moss. And come summer, there's just a little spot of water in the center of it. The rest of it's covered up with moss and cattails.
Okay. What kind of fertilizer do you use around it, Joe?
No, it's just pasture, no fertilizer.
No fertilizer at all?
Man. No.
Do you have livestock?
No, not really.
Very strange that you're having such a problem with the moss. Cattails is a situation that there's only one solution to it long term. You can spray, you can chop them down, you can try all that stuff, but the only thing that will actually get rid of cattails is to deepen the water level right at the edge of the pond. They have to have that very shallow situation to grow. So if you really want to get rid of them, you're going to have to do that. You know?
Well, that's probably what's happening. It's just 100-year-old lake, and it's just sifted in.
That's exactly what happens. You can try it in some spots, and you can see how well it works. You know, it won't grow back in those spots. Leaving some of the cattails is actually good for the biodiversity of the pond, not taking them all out, in other words. On the moss and algae that's in there, if it's algae, you can use cornmeal. We've got information on the website about that. You use it at 140 pounds per surface acre, and you can put it in a tow sack with a rock and throw it in so it sinks, and it actually works better than if it's floating on the surface. There are also some biological tools. The BioSI people have some biological controls for that as well. But the main thing you need to do is just deepen the edge of the pond.
Okay.
Wish I had better news, but that'll work.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We've got another hour for you. If you don't have access to us on your radio station, you can listen on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Live streams the show. We also have a podcast that you can hear anytime you want to, and we also have an app where you can listen on your smartphone. The telephone number to be with me, if you don't have to listen to call, you can call it 1-866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll see you in a little bit.